This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So the world is coming to grips with President Trump's decision to leave the Paris climate deal. As you've heard, the move comes as renewable energy sources play a growing role in powering the country. The U.S. Energy Information Administration has new data this week showing that more than 10% of U.S. electricity came from renewable sources like wind and solar in the first quarter of this year. That is well above what the federal agency had forecast earlier. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The wind and solar industries have been growing fast. One reason, tax credits, says Rob Godbey at the University of Wyoming. Congress put credits for renewable energy companies in place in 2015 to spur more growth. They're available until 2021 and drop by 20% each year.
The way it phases down year after year created a lot of incentive to get projects started now.
MIT Energy Studies professor Jessica Trancic says we've seen the benefit of public policies driving the market and private companies driving down costs.
So that's led to this really impressive growth, and it's growth that has surpassed most forecasts.
Back in 2012, the Energy Information Administration predicted we wouldn't see renewables generating this much electricity until 2035. Trancic says the federal agency didn't foresee the explosion of private innovation.
It's becoming more widely understood that these models have underestimated rates of technological improvement.
Trancic says the growth of wind and solar shows that incentives work. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.